This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Krenda Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you to our final matchup here, Northeast Kansas League Volleyball on KNCA. It's Troy hosting Riverside. Both these teams, victories tonight against Jackson Heights. Troy did it in straight set fashion in the opener. Riverside had to really grind against the Cobras in that second matchup, but ultimately a three set win. So two teams, KP, 1-0 tonight, looking to go 2-0 in tonight's action.
Yeah, well, we saw Riverside struggle a little more against Jackson Heights, but I'll tell you what, I mean, they really started to find some groove and confidence at the end of that set three, back to Ella Whistler, and also back to Kenny Griffin. So big thing here, both these sides is shutting down each other's players. I will say this, Riverside kind of found more distribution with the ball and who was really putting those spikes down. Whereas Troy, it was kind of, you know, a one-man army in Harper Wettstein. Wettstein, I mean, she had 9 kills, 3 aces alone that led that scoring for Troy to get them over that hump against Jackson Heights. So for this one, it's going to be kind of interesting to see who else can step up here for Troy. And as well here, can Troy shut down the dispersed variety of scoring from Riverside that we saw?
So Riverside, 6-11 now on the season after the three-set winner against Jackson Heights, 25-18, 18-25, and 27-25. Their starters tonight against Troy, Ella Whistler, Kayana Hewins, Tori Ortega, Nyla Duncan, Rory Stewart, and Kennedy Griffin under head coach Aubrey Griffin. For the Trojans of Troy, a 9-10 record after they swept Jackson Heights in the opener tonight, 26-24 and 25-20. The starters for Troy, Harper Wettstein, Olivia Thomas, Allison Grable, Stella Ingeman, Kyler Ludke, and Avery Kossman.
I was also going to mention Harper Wettstein also was recognized for 1,000 kills and 1,000 assists. And more importantly there, again, she's not just a player that plays in the front row, but also the back row. She plays all around the court. You see a lot of outside hitters sometimes. They're kind of used one-dimensionally. But when you can find someone who can play all around the court and do about just about anything, you have a very special player. And it's kind of no surprise why she is going to go on to the collegiate level in basketball. But you see how those skills pay off in volleyball as well.
Just recent, within the last week or two, making her commitment to Northern Iowa on the basketball floor. Well, this is the third meeting between these two here in 2025. They have each won one, and KP, no surprise, both times this season, they went three sets.
Yeah, you mean you got two great teams, so it'll be interesting to see how these teams kind of fill each other out. I'm sure we'll get a great nod here in this first set.
So here we go, Nyla Duncan on the serve. Judd on the back line, Wettstein with the setup, and the put down for Troy's Stella Ingeman for that first point here in set number one.
Well, Ingeman didn't have any points against Jackson Heights in that first match here. She gets her first kill, and I kind of asked that question, can Troy find some other scorers here? That's not Wettstein. There's the answer.
Here's Duncan on the set. He was on the spike, rejected by Wettstein, but they say she's up against the net. Or is Jackson Heights up against the net? 2-0 Trojans. Well, you had a couple of bodies, one on each side, battling at the net, but the violation on Hewins and Riverside. So the Trojans, 2-0 start, and the serve by Grable, and that's going to be an ace. Good start here for Troy. First three have gone their way. Home white uniforms for them, all black road uniforms for the Cyclones. Allison Grable, senior, sends it across. Ortega bumps it into the air. Now Duncan sets it middle of the floor, pushed across by Griffin. And now that dig there, not a good one by Kossman, and that one hits the floor for the first Riverside point here in this opening set.
Yeah, Griffin, nice dig, nice hit from behind the 10-foot line. Just pushed it across on a nice dip over for that first point for the Cyclones.
Ella Whistler will serve. Had a good matchup, and she's going to get an ace here, picking up where she left off against the Cobras. As Whistler now, back-to-back points, that one an ace. And 3-2, the Troy lead here in this opening set of our final matchup tonight. Spins it in the left, leans back, sweeps the right arm through, Judd the dig, set by Grable. Here's the spike by Geiger, and deflected back on the side of Troy. Now Wettstein gets a good look, and she goes finesse with it and drops it past the diving arms of Griffin to double up the Trojan lead at 4-2.
Well, there's your first time, kind of unleashing the name there, Wettstein. See how much more she can get involved at the front of the net.
Now serving sophomore Olivia Thomas, led the team in aces coming into tonight's action with 25. Sends it across, heavy pace with the right hand. Duncan sets it up for Griffin, has to just tap it with the left. Trojans played it well. Now Wettstein gets a look, and she buries it past the arms of Stewart's back middle row. 5-2 Trojans.
Well, once you get, you know, your star player involved, they like to try to stay involved. Back-to-back points there by Wetstein.
Trinity Jackson. The libero checks in on that back line here for Riverside. Duncan sets it up for Griffin. Her spike batted into the air. Wetstein was there. Now it's set up by Grable. Instead, she'll just put it across instead of setting up Wetstein. Here's Geiger. Wetstein back to Geiger. Her spike deflected off the hands of Jackson. And you can read the lips for Trinity Jackson. She says, my bad. Could have been long, but the Trojans get the point. And three straight Trojan points. Again, their lead is now 6-2.
And that's what makes her such a great player, is being able to set up her teammates. That time, Wetstein to Grable.
Thomas on the serve. They set it up middle of the floor for Hewins. And it's a near great dig attempt there by Olivia Thomas, but couldn't quite get it in the air enough. And Hewins with the kill for Riverside. And they are within three now at 6-3.
Hewins really stepped up in that game against Jackson Heights, by the way. After that first set, she was one of the one who was mostly putting up some of those points. She had 7 kills and ace and 2 blocks against the Cobras.
She had the last 2 kills in that third set as well, which helped the Cyclones get that win against the Cobras. And now we get a stoppage in the action. Checking something at the scorer's table under us. Yes, Kayana Hewins awaiting patiently to serve it. Trojan 6, Cyclones 3 here in this opening set of our final matchup here this evening. Nicole Judd, the libero, and back middle row. McKenna Thomas sending it over. Now Duncan having to chase it down. Whistler middle of the floor, getting it back across. Trojans get it from Grable. There's the spike. Good dig there by Hewins, but a whistle and stoppage of play. And they're going to call Stewart's, I believe, into the net for Riverside, which gives the Trojans now a 7-3 lead. Some unforced errors here by the Cyclones early. This will be Judd, a libero in the blue jersey for the Trojans, who send it across. Third try, push back over there by Mia Jackson. Now Grable, far side, Wetstein. Yep, she knocked it down. Nicely done. Harper Wetstein, another kill.
Yeah, now 3 kills are in this set. All sets have been to that weak side on the left, and she has just done a great job of scattering where she puts that ball here on the Riverside side of the court.
Served by Nicole Judd, Trojan leader in digs, entering tonight's action, and now Griffin gets a good look, but deflected into the hands of Judd. Now Grable sets it up, pushed across by the freshman Geiger. Now here's Griffin again after the Duncan set. Judd off the deflection, and Wetstein on a third try, back to the net, gets it across. Duncan again, setting it up for Griffin. Her spike, too long. Boy, just costly there. Good set by Duncan. Too much on that swing through by Griffin. And now a 9-3 start here for Troy in set number one. Judd again on the serve. Griffin puts it high, middle of the floor. Gets it back from Duncan. Little finesse there. Wetstein there, played it well. That time pushed across on a second try. Duncan again with the tapper and found the opening between the front and the back lines for the Cyclone point. 9-4 Trojans. Stops a run of 3 straight for Troy.
Yeah, and as a setter, you always like it when you can pull off those fake sets and put them over on a slide and get those kills.
And the serve by Mia Jackson is too long, and a point for Troy gives them a 10-4 lead. So Troy started this opening set, 3 straight points. Riverside came back with 2 in a row, and the Trojans went 3 straight before the Cyclones got one back. And they had another run of 3 straights and another errant deflection there by the back line for Riverside extends the Troy lead to 11-4.
Well, again, against Jackson Heights, Wetstein, she had 9 kills, 3 aces already, 3 kills and an ace here against Riverside. She's got a third of the scoring.
And off the rafters, played well by Griffin, and on a free ball sent across there by Whistler. Now Wetstein sets it up for Grable, not much. Duncan was there, and now miscommunication up front. And Poyer just can't get there on the dive, and another Troy point. And it is a 12-4 Troy lead here in this opening set. Rejuvenated after the break as Duncan gets it to Griffin, who pushes it across. And that might be a double hit here called against the Cyclones. 13-4, the lead extends here, KP.
Yeah, again, you can't have that double hit go onto the other side of the court. But, man, Troy, they have really gotten going. And a lot of that is because the number one player here for Troy, Wetstein, has done really well.
Boy, Riverside nearly wasn't ready for that serve. But Griffin, quick reflexes, got it back up in the air. Now Nicole Judd back to the bucket as Grable tried to put one down. Now Duncan's hit goes the wrong way. She says, my bad, and another Trojan point. It is 14-4, Troy.
I'll say another thing. You know, a lot of your team kind of runs through the center. It's kind of like a center in football. A lot of teams run through that. And, again, right here, you're getting a lot of great setting play from Troy.
Ewens on the scramble. This one has to get back over. It does not. Another point courtesy of a Wettstein serve, and now it's 15-4. Troy, that is six consecutive points here for Troy as they are dominating this opening set. She has got the groove, the pink shoes, and all. Griffin on the dig, set up there by Duncan. Push back across by Poyer. Now the Trojans set it up here. That is a spike by Geiger, the freshman, and it's deflected by Ewens and out of play. The freshman Geiger earning the point, making it 16-4. Everybody getting involved in what has been a rock-solid start here for Troy in set one.
And that was kind of like my pregame. You got to find some different scores here for Troy.
And nearly got another ace, but they get it back across. Now this one is set up, batted up into the air by the Cyclones. Duncan back to the net, sets it up for Griffin. She'll put it across, but too strong. Everything going wrong for Riverside. Everything going right for the Trojans. It is 17-4, Troy, here in set one. A timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm talking it over here in set one. It is all Trojans here, KP. 17-4, Troy. They have scored eight consecutive points with Wettstein behind that service line.
Well, when I was doing my pregame, I mentioned here for Troy, they want to shut down the variety of scoring here on the Riverside side, and Troy needed to find a variety of scoring here as, again, another ace gets put down by Wettstein, her fifth point here in the set. But, again, as I just mentioned, Troy, they're finding a multitude of scores. Riverside, all their best scorers are held to 1 point so far.
Another heavy serve. Riverside just trying to keep it in play. They can't. Boy, it has been a struggle bus for the Cyclones here. 19-4, Troy. They just look defeated out there, KP. Body language says a lot. And right now, Riverside just looks all sorts of out of sorts, really. As Wettstein nearly gets another ace, a third try. They can't get it back over. And once again, Troy, another point.
Yeah, and again, you know, it was a good timeout taken by Kelly Rogers, but right now the team just still not getting the pump themselves up here. So, you know, maybe we'll see that adjustment set number two, but don't give up here on a set one.
Here's Duncan. Now Griffin finally pushing it back across. How about that save by Nicole Judd to keep it alive and then sent back across by Grable. Did it find itself inside the line? It does not. And finally the run stops and a point for the Cyclones. It is 20-5.
Well, here for Cyclones, they are putting one of their top hitters back in here in Ella Whistler.
That was 11 consecutive Troy points. Griffin on the serve. Batted up into the air. Wettstein, now a whistle, stoppage of play. And what's the call here, KP?
Well, they have the thumbs up, so it might just be a replay of points here.
Okay.
So, yeah, usually that means it's jump, and you know they're just going to replay it here. But again, you go back behind the service line, you got Griffin, who's been a tremendous player today.
Swings it through at the left hand, dug up by Ludke. Now Wettstein sets it up for Grable. Her spike is in there into the back right corner. Wettstein the assist, a senior Allison Grable with the kill, and it's 21-5 all Troy. Trying to make swift work here in set one against the Cyclones. And these two teams have played twice this season. Both teams have won once, and both teams have gone it to three sets as the Trojans get another one off the serve. 22-5, inching closer to a set one victory.
Yeah, and a dominant one at that. Troy should be feeling pretty confident if they can lead this way in the set two.
The freshman, Elliot Geiger, leading the team in ace percentage coming in. Puts a heavy one across, but Whistler gets it back over. Judd, Wettstein, now Grable, the tap with the right hand. Duncan was there. Now Whistler got a good look, and she put it down. Nice play by Ella Whistler, and it's 22-6, Troy.
Yeah, I mentioned Whistler coming in. She had some time on the bench to probably get some communication from her coach to tell her what she can fix. And she went back out there, and she had a great setup and put it down.
Rory Stewart in to serve. Coming out is Poyer for Riverside. Troy 22, Riverside 6 at 1. Final matchup here tonight at Troy. Back middle of the floor. Kostman puts it up in the air for Weckstein, and a free ball sent across by Ludke and somehow found its way inside the line in the back left corner. It's all going right for Troy, all going south for Riverside. 23-6 here, set one.
Yeah, and Troy has had five players here in this set one get a kill. And again, that was the important thing, and I stressed in the pregame, is Troy finding multiple players to get points in.
Ludke on the serve, Griffin back middle, Duncan chasing it down, and Hewins pushing it across to Weckstein, middle of the floor, Kostman. Here's Grable on the spike, tipped in the air, good job by the Cyclones. Duncan chasing it down, and now Hewins on a third, taps it across close to the net. Now Weckstein to Grable on the tap, deflected off the hands of Hewins, and down it goes for the Troy point, and it is set point here at 24-6. Now, if you're Riverside, just clean this one up and reset yourself. And that serve is airmailed out of play, and Ludke just a smile on her face to make it 24-7.
Yeah, you're kind of right here. Just find some pauses about this set and then regroup and recollect and get ready for a set two if you're Riverside.
24-7, Troy trying to put the finishing touches on this opening set against Riverside. There's the set, there's the spike, but too long. A miss hit there by Ingeman. Keeps this one going at least one more rally. 24-8 as Duncan will serve it again.
If you're Troy, don't get complacent here. Get that final point, put the seal on the lid.
Duncan serving and stepping away is Judd and Grable. Miscommunication on the back line, and that's an ace for Duncan. Three straight for Riverside, but down 24-9.
And I doubt you're really going to see a timeout here. A take-in by Kelly Rogers. I mean, you just need one point here to secure the set.
All right, here's the bump up by Kostman. The setup by Weckstein. Her spike too long. Four straight for the Cyclones. Still down 24-10. Just got themselves in a huge hole early. By far and away, their best run here in this first set against Troy, but they got a long way to go if they want any hope. Here's Duncan. Here's Whistler. Two hands. Pushing into the air is Kostman. Now Weckstein into the back left corner. Found the opening and ends this opening set as Troy wins it 25-10. Dominant fashion here for the Trojans at home as they win the first set against Riverside 25-10. A two-minute timeout. Second set action coming your way next here on KNCA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
We understand how exciting and challenging moving to a new town or state can be.
We offer products such as online and mobile banking, as well as mobile deposit, bill pay, and card valet to make banking safe and convenient from far away.
Choose the Farmers State Bank to support you in all of life's adventures.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup here in Troy tonight as we go to our second set, and a quick start for Troy. An ace on the board by Allison Grable, deflecting off Tori Ortega on the back line. After a 25-10 dominant Trojan win in set 1, KP off to a good start, set number 2.
Yeah, another thing to mention, Troy, no service errors in that first set. They have two aces here against Riverside. They look good from behind the service line, and they've been even greater from the front row.
Wettstein setting it up, pushed across by Olivia Thomas, deflected, down it goes. Trinity Jackson couldn't quite get a handle on it, and a 2-0 start here for Troy in set number 2.
Again, my pregame continues to become truer. 6 different Troy Trojans players have recorded kills. That's what they want to do.
And that's an ace for Allison Grable. As Jackson thought it was wide, it was not. Stayed inside the line in a 3-0 spurt here to start. Well, there was that stretch. Troy jumped out to a 9-4 set one lead and then rattled off 11 straight after that. And right on cue, Grable into the net with the service error to make it 3-1.
Yeah, just feeling a lot of confidence there from Grable and then just getting a little ahead. But again, Troy still with all the momentum.
A 3-1 start for Troy here in set number 2. Riverside needs it. Push to the backside, a little battle at the net. Down it goes, point for the Trojans as Olivia Thomas got the better of Ella Whistler on that exchange.
And also good recognition there by Thomas. She immediately stepped back after she had that kill put out just to make sure it went out of bounds.
Olivia Thomas back to serve. Trojans have scored 4 of the first 5 here in set 2 after they beat the Cyclones 25-10 in that opening set. Duncan trying to play it off the net. Griffin running to her right, able to get it across. Here's Judd over to Grable. Wettstein a look off the top of the net. Down it goes. Skidding to the right. After Wettstein hit it front left, it lands front right. And a 5-1 Trojan lead.
And Wettstein, she had 5 kills and an ace in that first set. When she is on that left side, she is just absolutely on a tear.
Another serve for Thomas. Duncan back middle, and Griffin on a free ball getting it over. Hannah Brissett is out there for Troy. Haven't called her much tonight. They go a little bit deeper into the bench. Griffin on a free ball gets it over. High into the air by Thomas. Now Grable to Judd. Back row gets it over. Now Duncan, middle of the floor. Hewens has a good look, but she hit it too long. Now it's just the unfortunate errors. It was a good setup for Hewens, who's very good at getting kills, but not there. 6-1 Troy.
And I know I've been talking a lot about the high scoring here on the Troy part, but when you look here on the Riverside part, I mean, all their scores were doing great against Jackson Heights, but Hewens, Whistler, as well as Griffin's all been held in check. Well,
there's Duncan on the fake setup and a little finesse over that front line to get the second point for the Cyclones to make it 6-2. And the Trojans, a 25-10 win in set 1, and they're out to a 6-2 lead here on Riverside in set number 2. Both these teams victorious against Jackson Heights tonight. As that serve by Riverside, a little bit wide and outside to make it 7-2 Troy.
I should also mention Duncan right now leading in kills as the setter over the outside hitters here for Riverside in this matchup against Troy. Again, trying to get those hitters going.
Whistler pushing it up and getting it across. Wettstein chasing her. That was Grable back to Judd who got it across. Here's Hewens. Here's Duncan. Here's Griffin on the spike. Was that deflected? I believe it was. So Griffin, a big point there to make it 7-3 Troy.
And I just mentioned, again, your setter should not be leading your team in kills against an opponent. Finally, Griffin, they're getting her second kill against Troy. Hopefully some confidence gets to build in there for that Cyclone player.
Brooklyn Poyer in for Riverside. Back to serve is Kayana Hewens. Spins it in the left and sends it across with the right. Bumped up into the air by McKenna Thomas. Now Grable sets it up for Ludke, who spikes it into the net for the Riverside point. 7-4. So back-to-back points for the Cyclones. 3 of the last 4 have gone their way, and they are within 3 in set 2. And that one tips off the top of the net, and the dreaded tipped ace as the Trojans were backing and then had to scooch forward off the deflection off the net, and now it is 7-5. And that one sailed by Hewens on that one, so she was short on that last one, and then that one there, a little bit too long, it's 8-5 Troy.
A little over-adjustment.
Over-adjustment as Wettstein will serve. Griffin the dig. Here's the set by Duncan, and Griffin spike right into the net. Might have mistimed the jump. Well, we saw the run when Wettstein got back there to serve in the first set. She went 11 straight, and now she's going to get another ace. It might have been long if Hewens would have let it go, but Once she started leaning to her left, she did not really have enough time to pull away from it. Now it's 10-5, three straight here for Troy. And if you're the Cyclones here, you got to get Wettstein off the back row here.
You absolutely have to. And sometimes you're just really intimidated to have a player back there.
Well, there it is. She sent it too strong. Too much muscle for the swing through, and now it's 10-6.
Well, I'd say the best time to get, or the easiest way to get them out is when they do it themselves.
Cyclones on the serve from right to left. Grable gets it in the air. Wettstein right back to Grable. There's the spike. Is it in? No, just barely out. There's a little hesitation by the official, but they call it out. Now 10-7, Cyclones down three. They get the serve back. It'll be Mia Jackson. Jackson on the serve. Good pace. Grable's dig. Goes back over, and now Whistler goes down to a knee and saying, I got it, hitting it back over is Jackson. Now Wettstein will set it up, and there is a heavy spike and kill by the freshman, Elliot Geiger. 11-7. Nicely played by the freshman. Subs in both ways. Geiger the kill. She's now back to serve. 11-7 Troy here, set two. Dominated the Cyclones in that opening set 25-10, and there is an ace by the freshman in Geiger. How about this stretch? 12-7 Troy. With second on the team in kill percentage coming into tonight, and an ace right there for the freshman and Geiger. But now Whistler on a free ball, getting it back across. Geiger the dig, Wettstein the set, far side for Grable, her spike. Hewins getting it in the air, but scrambling here and able to get it back across. Nicely played there by Duncan. Now set up middle of the floor. Bumped up in the air by Ortega. Duncan setting it up. Griffin, two hands. Batted up by Geiger. Judd chasing it down and a free ball. What a save. Starting by Judd there. Wettstein got it across. Good rally here. Wettstein, middle of the floor. Far side tap down by Grable. Deflected. Out of play it goes. Troy gets the point. Straight defeated, it appears, this Riverside team. They felt like they might have had an opportunity on a couple occasions there yet. Troy with great hustle, still getting the point, 13-7 their lead. Another heavy serve by Geiger. Sent back across on one hit. Grable tapped up by Wettstein. Pushed across by Ludke. And did that one find its way inside the line? It did. Ludke the point, 14-7 now, a double up here for Troy.
Yeah, just so much great work and hustle here by Troy in this match against Riverside.
That one's going to be out. Miss it there by Geiger. So it's now 14-8. Stops a run of four straight for Troy. Well, Cyclones got to put something together here. Need to win this set to force a winner-take-all set three. Griffin on the serve. Dug up by Kosman. Now Wettstein sets it up as Thomas is batted down. Good defense by the Cyclones. Or I should say it wasn't batted down. It was, but on the wrong side. Troy gets the point, 15-8. Serve again for Troy, this time by Ludke. Now Whistler running at it and getting it back over. Now Wettstein tapping it off the top of the net. A whistle. And the points. I think the Trojans into the net there. Cyclones get the point now, down 15-9.
Yeah, there was some small confusion there between the officials, but they do agree that point goes here for Riverside. Again, Riverside just needing to start building themselves back up in this game, and again, you need to find a way to shut down, well, the entire Troy offense, as they have had seven people go up and score here for them.
Wettstein gets it up in the air, pushed across by Grable. Now Duncan, Whistler will get a good look. It hits off the net, and what's the call here?
Going to get four hits. It never did get touched by the defenders for it to be called back as a block. It went into the net, and that's what caused that fourth hit.
16-9 Troy. Back to serve is Allison Grable. Griffin on the receiving end up to Duncan, middle of the floor. Hewins not much behind that push shot. Now Grable sets it up here for Olivia Thomas. Tapped across again by Riverside. Resetting here is Troy. And pushed over by Brissett this time, or Brissett, I should say. Now a lift is going to be called, I appear, which will give that point to Riverside. Now down 16-10 here in set two.
Again, for Riverside, finding confidence. You need great sets from Duncan, and you need even better executions from your top hitters.
Grable pushing it far side. Miss hit the setup there, and whistle blows, and a point for the Cyclones.
Yeah, Troy making a couple mistakes here now with the a lift as well as getting into the net. Riverside just needs to take advantage.
16-11 Troy here in this second set. They won the first set against Riverside 25-10. Now that one kind of missed hit by Wettstein, but played well by Whistler. Now Whistler gets a chance, pushing it with two hands. Judd chasing it down, hits off the rafters, bats up again, and Judd underhands it from the back row all the way across. Duncan to Whistler, spike defended well. That is Wettstein and Brissette on the double team defensive block for the Trojan point, 17-11. So we're seeing Troy go a little bit deeper into the rotation here late.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of mentioned that Troy has had seven different players get kills here against Riverside. They are just getting a lot of experience down the lower players.
Here's Judd, Grable, and over here to Geiger and her spike. She was leaning too far back and airmailed it, and a point for Riverside. 17-12 Troy here in set two. Cyclones need to rally to force a winner-take-all set three. Both these teams defeating Jackson Heights in their first matchups tonight. Well, the winner here will go 2-0. There's all three of these tilts tonight, non-league affairs. Here's Judd pushing it front. Good look for Wettstein, who fought it through Kennedy Griffin and company for the Troy points. 18-12 Trojans.
I just think it's so impressive. I mean, players need breaks, but you know, Wettstein's just always out there on the floor. I'm pretty sure she hasn't even taken a second off the court, so no wonder she's just a really all-around great player.
Here's Hewins, and delivers a point for the Cyclones. Middle of the floor, buried it in the back left corner. Make it 18-13. The Cyclones just kind of slowly hanging around here.
Yeah, if you're Troy, you don't want that. You want to try to stomp him out.
Hewins on the serve, and it's too long. Now, when you're trying to hang in it, can't have unforced errors, and Hewins a service error to make it 19-13 in favor of Troy, trying to go for the sweep here against the Clones. Served by Wettstein, and nearly got an ace, but saved and sent over by Poyer. Wettstein sets it up, and the spike delivered by Ludke, and it goes ricocheting into the fourth row, 20-13 Troy. Good setup by Wettstein, and Ludke the kill. Well, can Wettstein run it down to the end here? Sends the serve across. Griffin down to a knee to pick it up. Gets it back from Duncan, pushing across with two hands. Wettstein saving it, now on the side of Riverside. Now Griffin gets a chance leaning left and pushing it back across with the left hand. Now Wettstein pushing it to Hewins on the back right. Duncan back to the net. Free ball sent over. Wettstein to Judd. Here is Grable spike and a Grable kill. Allison Grable, the senior, 21-13 Troy. Inching closer to a victory.
Yeah, and really that victory is starting to get right there on the horizon line, especially Harper Wettstein, your senior leader here, stepping behind the service line.
Well, she's had a historic career and adding to it with another ace, 22-13. Too hot to handle. We mentioned earlier she was acknowledged for 1,000-plus kills and assists in her career after that first matchup and victory against the Cobras. 22-13, Troy trying to put it away as he wins from the back row, gets it across. Wettstein back to Grable, tapping it with the right. Griffin there. Duncan back to Griffin for Riverside, tipped up in the air. Judd a diving save, a one-hander, and sent back across by Wettstein. Heck of an effort. Here's Griffin, another chance, tipped in the air. This front line doing a good job here for Troy. Now from the back row, Wettstein sends it across. Trinity Jackson picks it up in the air. Now a battle at the net, dumped down. It's won by the Trojans. As that point for Geiger and crew, also Ludke in there. And now 23-13, five straight KP here for Troy.
Man, they have just looked absolutely dominant. And Wettstein has looked like a clear player that is one of the top here in the Northeast Kansas League.
Now inching closer to closing out the night. From that back row, Judd, casual to the front, tapped into the net by Grable, miss hit, point for the Cyclones. 23-14, that stops a run of five consecutive Trojan points. And serving now, Mia Jackson here for Riverside from right to left. Grable gets her hands under it. Wettstein to Ludke, who puts it down. And now match point here for Troy at 24-14. Ludke's made a couple nice plays here late. And who will be back to serve with a chance to win it for the Trojans? It will be the freshman in Elliot Geiger. Chance to win it and end the night here for Troy at home. And why not? It's a clean ace, and that'll do it. Geiger, the freshman, 25-14, as Troy sweeps Riverside dominant fashion, 25-10 and 25-14. We pause a quick timeout. We wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNCA. High school volleyball wrapping up in Troy, Kansas. Riverside, Jackson Heights taking part. Trojans at home go 2-0 on the night. Straight set wins across the board. Riverside defeating Jackson Heights in the middle parts of the evening in three sets, so they go 1-1. Jackson Heights an 0-2 night, but they were certainly competitive. But our most dominant performance in the final matchup tonight with Troy defeating Riverside 25-10 and 25-14. Impressive stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Riverside shouldn't get down on themselves again. Last year they finished 5-29 overall. They're halfway through the season. They are now 6-12 overall. So I think for them, they should be able to walk home knowing that they took a good victory against Jackson Heights. They struggled a little against Troy, but they'll be able to adjust those things. But tell you what, Troy by far looked like the best team tonight. Wasn't even close. Harper Weststein, combining through both matches, had 16 kills, a block, and six aces. Just an overall great night from her. But I mentioned going to that game against Riverside how Troy needed to kind of vary their scoring, and they had seven different players with three underclassmen get on the board, including the freshman Geiger, who would go on to have four kills, a block, and an ace against Riverside. So just such great work overall. Troy, they had 25 kills in that game against Riverside, six aces, two blocks, but Riverside, they were holding just seven total kills and three aces, and Troy, behind that service line, only had one service error.
Impressive stuff tonight. Appreciate everyone for hanging with us here on KNZA. Of course, back to it next week for another high school volleyball try. We'll get there in 7 days, but for now, we got locker room chats, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hard to believe, KP. After this Friday's action of high school football, it'll be at the halfway point of the regular season.
Yeah, no,
how about that?
It's incredible. And, volleyball is also getting ready to wrap up. It's a great time in the sports season. Things are really coming down to the wire.
Yeah, we're getting there. It goes by quick, brother, but appreciate it again. Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tamman. Troy 2-0 on the night here at home. Riverside 1-1. Jackson Heights 0-2 in Northeast Kansas League volleyball action. Again, for Double K, for KP, I'm BT. Thanks for listening to tonight's coverage from Troy, Kansas. Have a good rest of your night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.